When people in the Metau Valley want updates on the fires in their area, many of them are turning to the Facebook page of the local paper, the Metau Valley News. The small staff there has worked nearly around the clock to post evacuation notices, put out calls for donations from local aid agencies, and sadly, post photos of the procession carrying the bodies of three firefighters who died on duty. Don Nelson is the editor of the Metau Valley News. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that part of his job was to run to Wenatchee to buy a generator, and it turns out he bought it just in time.
It was fairly normal a couple of hours ago because the evacuation notice had been lifted from 3 to 2, and as I came back into the valley, I was in a slow-moving caravan of probably 15 cars going back into the valley, sort of the Metau Valley diaspora were returning. So there were a lot of people coming back into town. Things were pretty normal. The power was on, the evacuation was lifted, and then suddenly the power went out, and we're all back in 2014 again, when it was out for 8 days, and we had to make some really, we all had to make some very quick adaptations. This time we don't have any idea how long the power could be out, but we're sort of mentally ready for it to be a few days.
I understand that you knew one of the three firefighters who were killed in the TWSP fire. Who was he?
That's Tom Bischewski, who went to Libertyville High School and was very active in a lot of things there, particularly as an actor. He was very involved in theater. He went to the finals of the state Poetry Out Loud contest. He was very into that and very, very well liked, very well respected. Everybody would say the same thing. Really nice kid. Very, very smart, very engaging. This is, I believe, his second summer of firefighting. It's something he wanted to do, his summers off. And his mother works for the Forest Service. So the family is well known. Tom, and his nickname around here was Tommy Z, was particularly well known. And it is just an emotional gut punch for the whole community.
And for you too, of course, knowing him
absolutely.
Personally.
Yeah. And yes.
And how does that affect you as you're dealing with that in your work and you have to report on this news?
It's very difficult because in a small community like this, it's intimate, it's emotional, it's personal. And at the same time, we need to find a way to sort of park that while we're doing our jobs, because this might be the worst part of our job, but it's the time when we should be doing our best work for the community. And that's not always easy to reconcile.
You don't know when the power is going to be back on. You don't know when the fire situation is going to be brought under control. Do you think you'll be able to keep delivering the news under these conditions?
We did last year. We did not stop publishing, and we got a generator, a borrowed generator, and some cell phones, and we produced a newspaper. It never occurred to us that we would not. And our frame of mind is very much the same this year. It would not occur to us to not publish a paper.
What would make you feel like you have to leave?
That's a really good question. And that's one my partner keeps asking me, because she's obviously really concerned. I think I would have to feel like I was in real peril, and that it would be foolish, foolhardy, ridiculously heroic, or whatever, to stick around in the face of real danger. And I am not quite sure you know that moment until it's upon you. And we really, I haven't felt that way either last summer or this summer. You can't be stupid, you can't be foolish, you can't be heroic. You have to save yourself and whoever else for the next day and the day after that.
Don Nelson is the editor of the Metau Valley News. He spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. You can find links to ways to help at our website, kuow.org.